This recording is a service of the Allen County Public Library's audio reading service. It is specifically designed for and directed to people who have visual, physical, learning, or language challenges to reading traditional printed materials.
Welcome to the AARP Report, where each week our volunteers bring you social, political, and economic news and trends important to people 50 and older. From medical breakthroughs to tips on everyday life, it's all right here on your audio reading service.
Welcome. This is the AARP Report, and I'm your reader, Jan Johnson, with the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And today I'll look first at some articles from the December-January ARP magazine, looking upfront read, Books to Give and Get, Inspiring, Entertaining, and Fascinating Recent Releases for Every Interest. Sports and Travel. Why We Love Baseball, A History in 50 Moments by Joe Pazanski. The sports writer highlights stories of exhilarating feats, including Babe Ruth surpassing Lou Gehrig to set the home run record in 1927 and Don Larsen's perfect game in 1956. 100 Bike Rides of a Lifetime, The World's Ultimate Cycling Experiences by Rolf Smith. That's R-O-F-F. Both casual and ardent cyclists will find inspiration in a roundup of biking destinations worldwide with gorgeous photos as well as advice on where to stay and things to do along the way. Fiction, The Exchange by John Grisham. This sequel to Grisham's blockbuster The Firm returns to the story of Mitch and Abby McDear, reconnecting with them 15 years after they revealed the crimes of the Memphis law firm. The Penguin Book Murder Mysteries, edited by Michael Sims. An anthology of lesser-known stories from the 19th century when murder tales began to feature detectives deciphering clues and fingering criminals. Northwoods by Daniel Mason. Mason's wonderful novel centers on a house in western Massachusetts and its various inhabitants, some haunted, literally, by their predecessors from the pre-colonial era to modern times. History. Becoming Ella Fitzgerald by Judith Tick. Music historian Tick takes readers on a fascinating dive into the life of the legendary jazz singer. Flee North, A Forgotten Hero and the Fight for Freedom in Slavery's Borderland by Scott Shane. Shane tells a remarkable story of abolitionist Thomas Smallwood, a black man who escaped slavery and helped hundreds of others through the Underground Railroad, a term which he coined. The Core of an Onion, Peeling the Rarest Common Food by Mark Kurlansky. Enjoy this quirky treatment of a microtopic from the best-selling author of, among others, Cod, Pepper, and Milk. This book explores the onion and how it has shaped global cuisine through the centuries with recipes. Other, Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Lost Christmas by Alastair Heim. That's H-E-I-M. For the grandchildren, this sequel is illustrated by Aristides Ruiz in the style of the beloved original, and it finds the reformed Grinch returning to Whoville 1 year after his dramatic theft of the villagers' Christmas, hoping to create the most fantastic celebration of all. Submitted by Christina Ianzito. In cookbooks, Latinismo, Home Recipes from 21 Countries of Latin America by Sandra A. Gutierrez. Seafood Simple by Eric Reipert. And the unofficial Ted Lasso cookbook, From Biscuits to Barbecue, 50 Recipes Inspired by TV's Most Lovable Football Team by Aki Berry, submitted by Aki Berry and Meg Chano. Now, from Up Listen, She's the only one. Melissa Etheridge on her heroes, hits, and unconventional voice. Melissa Etheridge isn't shy about reflecting on her life. This fall, the 62-year-old singer-songwriter released her second memoir, Talking to My Angels, and performed a limited engagement Broadway show, Melissa Etheridge, My Window, featuring storytelling and music. Next up is a documentary about a recent concert she played at a women's prison in her hometown of Leavenworth, Kansas, as well as corresponding live album. What do you consider your musical awakening? When I was 6 or 7 or 8, my parents took me to Kansas City to see the movie Funny Girl. When Barbara Streisand was singing People, it was the most beautiful thing I'd ever heard or seen. What's the first record you bought? My father bought me my first record, Carole King's Tapestry. I love that. But my sister was 4 years older. She was the rock and roll wild child. She had Led Zeppelin, the Rolling Stones, Humble Pie, and I started listening to that. When did you make your own music? My father brought a guitar home for my sister when I was 8, and I begged to play it. They said, "No, your fingers will bleed." I went and took lessons, and my fingers did bleed, but I kept playing. Now I have strong calluses. Did you have a plan B? No, I never learned to be anything else. I was able at 12 years old to make money singing, so I always knew, hey, I could go down to the mall and put my guitar case out and, you know, eat. How did your unique voice develop? I started singing whiskey and smoke-filled bars when I was 12, and I started singing country like Tammy Wynette, big, full-throated songs. I never understood how low my voice is until I'm on the phone and someone says, "Yes, sir, what can I do for you?" I'm the Only One was a top 10 hit in 1993. How did that song come about? I was in a relationship that brought me heartache. I never wanted to write a song that was, "Oh, poor me." I needed to say, "No, you're wrong." Submitted by Craig Rosen. More Than Words. When it comes to books written by or about musicians, it seems natural that music should also be part of the audiobook experience. Now that's happening. Surrender, 40 Songs, One Story by Bono. The U2 singer uses song titles as chapter titles, with reimagined versions of those tunes such as With or Without You and Beautiful Day, serving as entry points. Some of these recordings were later released on the 2023 album Songs of Surrender. From the Streets to the Suites, S-U-I-T-E-S, Words Plus Music, Volume 36, by Snoop Dogg. As part of Audible's Words Plus Music series, Snoop shares tales of his rise from the streets of Long Beach, California, to become a hip-hop legend. Listeners are treated to live versions of such hits as Nuttin' But a G-Thang and Gin and Juice. More Myself, A Journey, by Alicia Keys with Michelle Buford. Keys uses bursts of piano to punctuate the chapter openings and includes the other musical interludes at various points. For example, when she talks about experiencing writer's block while trying to compose future hit song Diary, she sings to tell the story. Submitted by Craig Rosen. An upfront watch. History made epic. New movies dramatize important people and moments of the past. The Color Purple in Taraji P. Henson, 53, Ingenue Ellis, 54, and Lou Gossett Jr., 87, star in this film adaptation of the Broadway musical based on fiction rooted in Georgia in the early 1900s, inspired by the Pulitzer-winning novel by Alice Walker, who is 79. Ferrari. Miami Vice producer Michael Mann, 80, directs an epic biopic about Enzo Ferrari in 1957 when drivers died in his race cars and he tried to save his company and marriage. Inspired by the tumultuous life of Grand Prix champion driver turned legendary automaker Ferrari. The Boys in the Boat. George Clooney, 62, directs a Chariots of Fire-like film about the first televised Olympics in 1936, when Seattle's rowing team, lowly sons of loggers and farmers, went from last place to first, beat Germany's elite team, and humiliated Hitler. Inspired by Daniel James Brown's number one best-selling book. The Zone of Interest. The year's most buzzed about foreign actress Sandra Hüller plays the Queen of Auschwitz, the wife of Nazi commander Rudolf Hess, played by Christian Friedel, who tends her kids in an Edenic garden just yards from the crematoria, loosely based on Martin Amos's novel of the same name, inspired by Hess. Submitted by Tim Appello. Also playing, two new movies with A-list talents cast light on society's troubles. Mean Girls. Why is Tina Fey, 53, playing a pushy math teacher, Mrs. Norberry, again in the musical version of her hit 2004 film about teen cruelty with SNL's Tim Meadows, 62, as North Shore's Principal Duval and Mad Men's John Hamm, 52, as the school coach? It's been 20 years, but as Fey told Seth Meyers, we couldn't age out. Teachers work forever. The girls' Jingle Bell Rock dance numbers still work, too. American Fiction. In a smart, barbed comedy that's also a heartwarming family drama, curmudgeonly Professor Thelonious Monk Ellison, played by Jeffrey Wright, 58, whose highbrow books don't sell, writes a scathing satire of silly gangsta stereotypes, and it becomes a bestseller with a big movie deal. He's horrified, but he needs the money to care for his mother, played by Leslie Uggams, 80, who has dementia. Submitted by Tim Appello. Now, from Healthy You, Good to the Bone, 5 Easy Exercises to Keep Your Bones and Body Strong by Pamela Peake, MD. Beginning in our 30s, we experience a gradual decline in bone mineral density, losing about 1% each year. But there's evidence that if you are physically active on a regular basis, you can optimize your bone health throughout your life, says Wendy Court, distinguished professor of medicine in the Division of Geriatric Medicine at University of Colorado. Any movement that causes you to fight against gravity by standing up and moving is good for your bones. But if you want to amp up the protection, these 5 exercises will keep you and your bones strong for life. 1. Push-ups. You can do these against a wall on bent knees or on the floor. Extend your arms and put your hands shoulder-width apart on the surface in front of you, either the wall or the floor. Tighten your abs, then bend your arms, lowering your torso toward the surface. Push yourself back up. Perform the exercise 3 to 5 times, rest, and repeat for a second set. 2. Squats. You don't have to do a deep squat for this exercise to be effective. Stand with your feet hip-width apart, then bend at the knees to slowly squat down. Rest your hand on a sturdy object if you need extra balance. Squat as far as you can, but don't let your butt get below your knees. At the bottom of the movement, tighten your buttocks and use your butt and thigh muscles to return to the standing position. Repeat 8 to 12 times. 3. Stair climb. Stair climbing increases bone density, particularly in postmenopausal women, because it forces your body to resist gravity as you climb, while strengthening leg and hip muscles that support your pelvic bones. Use a handrail as needed, and consider adding an additional stomp for more bone stimulation. Walk and stomp. Bones are stimulated when they're jolted, something that doesn't happen on your typical stroll. Running and hiking will fit the bill, but if walking is more your speed, consider a walk and stomp routine. While walking, stomp each foot 2 or 3 times every 10 steps or so, imagining you are crushing a can. By the way, walking on real ground requires you to lift and push off with your legs in a way that's much more beneficial than using a treadmill. Number five, hip leg lifts. This exercise strengthens the muscles around your hip bones, which are vulnerable to fracture, and can help to improve balance. To begin, place your hand on a counter or against a wall for balance and set your feet hip width apart. Shift your weight onto your left foot, then straighten your right leg and lift it out in front of you until your right foot is about 6 inches off the floor. Do a set of 8 to 10 lifts, then shift your weight to your right foot and repeat the motion with your left leg. Pam Peek, MD, is a member of the Board of Trustees, American College of Sports Medicine. Weight loss prescription. New anti-obesity medications may seem like a miracle, but for older Americans, their downsides can be serious. By Ginny Graves. Ozempic. If that jingle is caught in your head, you're not alone. In 2022, healthcare professionals wrote more than 5 million weight loss prescriptions for various versions of semaglutide, the generic name for the diabetes drug that's become a fat-fighting sensation. The injectables Ozempic and Wegovy, as well as Rybelsus, a pill form, have become so popular that diabetes doctors have had to scramble to get alternative medication for their patients. But to paraphrase the marketing lingo, is Ozempic right for you? There's no doubt that the new anti-obesity drugs are effective at helping people shed pounds, a potential boon for the nearly 42% of people over 60 in the U.S. who are affected by obesity. Many of them will benefit, says John Batzes, MD, associate professor in the Division of Geriatric Medicine and the Department of Nutrition at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. But the older you are, the more reason you have to be cautious. Our bodies change with age, so the results in younger people don't necessarily apply to those who are older. A new way to think about weight. Over the past 30 years, science has begun to pinpoint the biological underpinnings of obesity. When you gain too much weight, the weight-regulating pathways between the intestine and the brain begin to malfunction, which makes you hungry and prevents you from feeling full, explains Louis Aron, MD, an obesity specialist at the Weill Cornell Medicine's Comprehensive Weight Control Center. What a relief it was when my doctor said, "Your weight is not your fault. It's a treatable medical condition," says Barbara Heibel, not her real name, 65, of Chapel Hill, North Carolina. "I weighed 200 pounds and was pre-diabetic." As this new understanding of obesity as a disease began to emerge, researchers testing semaglutide, developed to help people with diabetes regulate blood sugar, noticed that many participants taking the drug were getting slimmer. Turns out, semaglutide mimics intestinal hormones, including glucagon-like peptide 1, or GLP-1, which slows digestion and tells your brain you're full. The result? You eat less, according to the first study looking at semaglutide for weight loss, published in 2021 in the New England Journal of Medicine. It found that half of participants lost 15% of their body weight in about 15 months. "The medicine has changed the lives of patients like Heibel. I lost 60 pounds and have kept it off for the first time ever." In June 2021, the FDA approved semaglutide for the treatment of obesity under the brand name Wegovy. And in November 2023, the FDA approved a similar diabetes drug, tirzepatide, T-I-R-Z-E-P-A-T-I-D-E, for treating obesity under the brand name Zepbound, Z-E-P-B-O-U-N-D. How exactly do these drugs work? Anti-obesity medications are FDA-approved for people with a body mass index of 30 or more and those with a BMI of 27 or higher who have at least one weight-related health condition, like heart disease or sleep apnea, says Carolyn Apovian, co-director of the Center for Weight Management and Wellness at Brigham and Women's Hospital. They aren't intended for healthy people who want to lose a few pounds. They work not only by making people feel full longer, but also by making fatty, sugary foods and even alcohols less appealing. Anti-obesity drugs may also reduce the risk of some health problems linked to weight. Weight loss can help with sleep apnea, fatty liver disease, heart failure, and diabetes. Edwarder Grunwald, MD, medical director of the Center for Advanced Weight Management at the University of California, San Diego. In people who have diabetes, these medications have been shown to bring cardiovascular benefits. The new data suggests similar benefits for people with obesity who don't have diabetes. Kimberly Del Rosso, 57, a senior administrative assistant in Pembroke, Massachusetts, has reaped health benefits since starting Wegovy in February 2022. She's lost 50 pounds, a lot for her 5'2" frame. Plus, I no longer have sleep apnea. My A1C and blood pressure are normal, and my arthritis has improved. My intense cravings are gone. After 27 years of yo-yo dieting, this medication has finally helped me lose weight and get healthy. But there are plenty of anecdotal stories of people shedding massive amounts of weight quickly. Clinical trial results show more modest short-term results. Mayo Clinic researchers found that after 3 months on semaglutide, patients had lost about 6% of their body weight, still significant, but not necessarily dramatic. Longer term, the average weight loss is about 16%. Potential risks in people over 60. While the promise of a slimmer you is appealing, there are risks involved, especially for older adults. Loss of muscle and bone. For every pound you lose, about 25% is muscle and bone, and older people typically have less of both to start with. Excess abdominal fat promotes declines in muscle mass. The longer you've had obesity, the more it impacts your muscle. Weight loss can cause additional bone deterioration, pushing people teetering on the brink of osteoporosis over the edge. Nutrient deficiencies. Semaglutide and similar medications reduce appetite, making it easier to develop deficiencies in protein, vitamins, and minerals, warns Diana Thiera, MD, medical director of the University of California San Francisco Weight Management Program. It's not healthy to live on a few bites per meal, especially for older people. Unintended ongoing weight loss. A 16-year study followed people 45 to 76 years old who lost 6% of their body weight with diet and exercise as the years went on. I'd be cautious in prescribing rapid weight loss like that induced by semaglutide for people in their 70s. Is thinner better? Maybe not. It's sometimes healthier to weigh a little more as you get into your 60s and beyond, says Anne Marie Omelia, Chief Medical Officer at the Eating Recovery Center in Denver. Indeed, research suggests that those who are overweight, a BMI of 25 to 29, in midlife or later are more likely to live longer than those who weigh less. It's ironic. Those weight loss medications are prescribed for people who have one weight-related health problem and a BMI of 27, but studies show that having a BMI of 27 in later life is correlated with the longest life expectancy. And thinness isn't always a blessing. Since starting Ozempic a year ago, Lorraine Wood, not her real name, 51 of Grand Island, lost 126 pounds. That may sound like a dream, but for Wood, it has come with a price. I'm deficient in a number of nutrients, so my doctor has me taking vitamins and drinking protein shakes. I've lost so much weight that the skin hangs from my arms and legs, and my face looks like a Halloween skeleton. It has taken a toll on me. And that's all the time that we have for today. This is Jan Johnson with the AARP Report. I hope that you've enjoyed today's readings from the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana.